Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show with your host, Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate Show is presented by Insperity, dedicated to helping businesses run better, grow faster, and make more money. And now, conducting over 1,000 live interviews each year, the Iron Man of Radio.
I feel ready to go another 9 innings.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just going to be you and me. I've got something to say. In fact, I want to talk about something right now. I'm going to roll right into what's on my mind this half hour, and that's raising taxes. During the 2020 presidential campaign, Joe Biden regularly promised to raise taxes. Here are quotes candidate Biden made between his convention acceptance speech and election day on how and why he would raise taxes if he became president. Quote, "I will raise taxes for anybody making over $400,000, Biden said. It's about time the very wealthy should pay a fair share. Corporations should pay a fair share," end quote. And then he continued, quote, "It's smart to tax businesses making excessive amounts of money and paying no taxes," end quote. And when asked about taxing small businesses and individuals without any sense of shame for being so obtuse about the sector representing half of the U.S. economy and signing the front of 100 million paychecks every month, Biden said, quote, "No one would have a tax increase who earns less than $400,000 annually," end quote. When he made those promises last year, small business owners believed him. 3 days before the election, in our November 3rd, 2020 survey of Main Street operators, that survey revealed more than three-fourths of our respondents were not going to vote for Biden. They believed him about the taxes. And now, barely 2 months into his first term, the new president is making plans to make good on his tax the rich promise. But there's a giant defect in Biden's plan. His metric for where to start taxing the very wealthy and corporations lands hard on small business families. And I want to hasten to remind you that when it comes to anyone or anything being unfair or harmful to you, small business owners, my finger is indiscriminate and bipartisan regarding whose policies' eyes it pokes. I'll poke my finger in anybody's eye who's hurting small business owners in any way. In fact, in 2017 articles, and many times right here on the show, I scorched Republicans about their plans and eventual passage of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which did not treat small businesses the same as big businesses. And now it's the other side's turn to feel my Main Street indignation as it becomes clear that small businesses may once again be disproportionately harmed by tax changes. And we'll use Mr. Biden's own words to make the rebuttal. He said, pay a fair share. Some beneficiaries of our economic system do take advantage of the tax code. So make the carried interest crowd pay more. But rest assured, any small business family with a taxable income of $400,000 or more, A, earned every penny at great personal financial risk. There was no hedging there. And B, is already the personification of pay a fair share. Next, he said very wealthy. Use those terms, very wealthy. Tax the very wealthy. This is code, my friends, for punish success. For any living American, wealth is not a tax code factor. It's not in the tax code, wealth. And crossing the $400,000 taxable income threshold doesn't make you wealthy. Yes, many small business owners have become financially independent through hard work and risk-taking. But you'll be hard-pressed to find anyone currently operating a small business who is very wealthy. Then he said corporations should pay more. It seems that Biden's tax increase net would catch the owners of pass-through entities that pay no tax, like limited liability companies, LLCs, right? Or partnerships, and the largest group of legal entities or small businesses, sub-S-corps, like mine, probably yours. Profit generated by these entities become taxable income distributors to the shareholders, who are the small business owners. Small business growth gets funded organically from profits left in the business to capitalize expenses risked and in advance in the hope of future growth revenue. We spend the money before we get the benefit. We do that with our profits that we leave in the business. Making a small business pay more taxes reduces that source of growth capital and therefore hinders natural economic growth and job creation and the financial well-being of that company. I've asked small business owners all over the world this question. If you got a tax cut, what would you do with it? 100% to the man, to the woman, wherever they were on the planet, said to me, I'd put it back in the business. Any questions? Next, Mr. Biden says, it's smart to tax businesses. Has anyone ever referred to tax increases as smart? It's necessary to tax businesses. It might even be righteous. But what's smart about raising taxes of job creating, product and service delivering, profit investing small businesses just because they are successful? In our global marketplace, smart would be not hindering the competitiveness of any American business. Currently, the U.S. corporate tax rate puts our globally competing companies just below the average for developed countries, which lately has resulted in more onshoring. Remember what I've talked about, hemispherization, bringing it back to the hemisphere? Our tax code has resulted in more of that and less offshoring than in the past 20 years. That, my friends, is smart. Furthermore, large American companies are essentially just domiciled here, often with most of their revenue and profit generated outside the U.S., so they can easily move financial interests around anywhere on the planet to minimize outsmart taxes. Small businesses, on the other hand, are planted in the ground with very limited options for avoiding stupid taxes. It's never smart, my friends. It's never smart to raise taxes on small corporations. Any questions? Then Mr. Biden said only 400,000 or more will be taxed. Currently, the Biden position on who is subject to that number is a taxpayer, which includes a couple filing jointly. And if they report over $400K in taxable income, President Biden would tax them like an individual reporting the same amount. My friends, unfair is never smart. Let's break down a likely and common taxable income scenario of a small business couple filing jointly. The spouse contributes $75,000 from a job. They work another job, not in the business. They make $75,000, and they deliver that income to the family's joint return. The other spouse's taxable income is $150,000, and it's made up of earned income from the company. That's payroll. They got a paycheck, and they got some rent, probably from renting the building that they own from the company. Like most, the business's legal entity is a sub-S corp. So that company's $175,000 profit for the year, that's after tax, after expenses, right? The bottom line, that becomes taxable income on the couple's joint return. Consequently, this couple would qualify to pay more on Biden's tax the wealthy agenda. Does this hardworking, successful small business family sound wealthy to you? This couple likely practiced deferred gratification for years, did without for years, in order to build that business to where it is today. And not only did they risk everything they owned, including their home was on the line most of that time, but it's likely that there is business debt involved, bank loans, to fund some of the growth, creating that pass-through profit. That means the owner, and possibly the spouse, is an individual guarantor of that bank loan. My friends, remember this. Wealthy people don't have to hawk their houses to get wealthy. Perhaps now you can see why I see red when a politician says it's smart to tax the wealthy and corporations while using a baseline that would hurt the non-wealthy, middle-class, job-creating, risk-taking, Little League coaching backbone of the U.S. economy and America itself. Small business owners. You, my friends. So when you hear this, what the president is talking about, his people in Congress, the Democrats in Congress are talking about raising taxes on small businesses, anybody over 400,000 or more, those aren't wealthy people. If they're small business owners, they're not wealthy. And they're not corporations that need to pay more, but they still may get caught up in that net. This week, when we asked small business owners what they thought of Biden's current plan to raise taxes on those earning over $400,000, 88% of small business owners said it was either wrong, stupid, or would hurt small business owners disproportionately. Any questions? President Biden? Hey man, come on man. President Biden, it's never smart nor righteous to raise taxes on small businesses. I'm Jim Blyson. I'll be right back. I don't care where it goes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.